欢迎继续锁定 Radio 774 Home Video 私房拷贝，又到了我们听电影学英语的时间了。 I'm Jessie， 今天呢我们要继续的和 Bobby 来分享这一部美食、祈祷和恋爱。
Hi, I'm Bobby. Welcome back. I hope you're all excited for the part 2 of Eat, Pray and Love.
电影的女主人公 Liz 呢，本来过着看起来非常幸福美满的生活，但是现在呢，她突然发现那样的生活根本就不是自己真的想要的，所以她也下定决心要结束她的这一段婚姻。
I know this is awful, but I believe with every molecule of my body that you will find the person that wants just what you want, that will give you what you want and what you deserve. I'm not her.
Well, you obviously know nothing about what I want.
而正在他情绪低落的时候呢，他遇到了一位年轻的演员 David， 并且和 David 很快坠入了爱河。
David begins to have some feelings about Liz, but after they move in together, something wrong appears again.
David 觉得呢，自己和 Liz 的朋友以及和 Liz 的生活格格不入，两个人之间隐藏的危机呢，终于渐渐地暴露了出来。
Liz talks about it once in front of her readers.
It begins when the object of your affection bestows upon you a heady, hallucinogenic dose of something you've never even dared to admit you wanted, an emotional speedball of thunderous love and excitement. Soon you start craving that attention with the hungry obsession of any junkie. When it's withheld, you turn sick, crazy, not to mention resentful of the dealer who encouraged addiction in the first place, but now...refuses to pony up the good stuff. Damn him, and he used to give it to you for free. Next stage finds you skinny, shaking in a corner, certain only that you'd sell your soul just to have that one thing one more time. Meanwhile, the object of your adoration is now repulsed by you. He looks at you like someone he's never met before. The irony is you can hardly blame him. I mean, check yourself out, you're...A mess, unrecognizable even to your own eyes. You have now reached infatuation's final destination, the complete and merciless devaluation of self.
Liz 和 David 的生活呢，刚开始是非常的甜蜜，但是时间长了，两个人之间的种种问题也都暴露了出来。这段感情呢，也是让 Liz 对于爱有了新的认识。
Liz says,It begins when the object of your affection bestows upon you a heady hallucinogenic dose of something you've never even dared to admit you wanted. 这句子相当长哈。首先是你所爱的人给你一剂足以让你产生各种幻想的毒品，而这些东西往往是你之前不敢承认、你一直渴望、一直需要的。那这是什么呢 ？An emotional speedball of generous love and excitement 是。爱与激情的这种情感毒品 Speedball 它是一种体育运动叫速度球它也是一种毒品的代称这种毒品呢 It's a mixture of heroin and cocaine 那么当我们有了这种毒品又会怎么样呢 Liz 接着说道 Soon you start craving that attention with the hungry obsession of any junkie 很快你就像很多瘾君子一样开始不断的渴望得到对方的关注可是当对方一旦不给你呢 When it's withheld you turn sickCrazy. 当对方不再能给你的话你就开始生病变得疯狂 Not to mention resentful of the dealer who encouraged this addiction in the first place 当然更不用说你会非常憎恨那个曾给你这样毒品的人 But now refuses to pony up the good stuff 但是这些人现在却拒绝给你这样的毒品了当然还不止这些例子接着说 He used to give it to you for free 以前他是免费给你的Next stage ends up you skinny, shaking a corner, certain only that you sell your soul just to have the one thing one more time. 然后你会变得憔悴，一个人在角落里发抖，哪怕是为了再得到一次那样的情感毒品，你愿意付出你的灵魂。但是付出灵魂的代价是什么呢？ Meanwhile, the object of your adoration is now repulsed by you. 而你爱的人却因为你的这种表现而开始讨厌你。You're a mess. 你已经糟糕的不成样子了。最后例子总结到 You have now reached infatuation's final destination 这时候就到了迷恋的最后阶段 The complete and merciless devaluation of self 完全的自暴自弃
It begins when the object of your affection bestows upon you a heady, hallucinogenic dose of something you've never even dared to admit you wanted, an emotional speedball of thunderous love and excitement. Soon you start craving that attention with the hungry obsession of any junkie. When it's withheld, you turn sick, crazy, not to mention resentful of the dealer who encouraged addiction in the first place, but now refuses to pony up the good stuff. Damn him, and he used to give it to you for free. Next stage finds you skinny, shaking in a corner, certain only that you'd sell your soul just to have that one thing one more time. Meanwhile, the object of your adoration is now repulsed by you. He looks at you like someone he's never met before. The irony is you can hardly blame him. I mean, check yourself out. You're a mess, unrecognizable even to your own eyes. You have now reached infatuation's final destination, a complete and merciless devaluation of self.
Liz 在和 David 生活在一起之后呢，一些矛盾渐渐的暴露出来，所以呢，他们两个也开始吵架。而这种伤害彼此的生活状态，让 Liz 再也不能够忍受了。他决定要离开美国一年，在旅途中寻找自我。
And her friend Delia doesn't understand why she has to do this.
You want to go away for a year? You know what I felt when I woke up this morning, Delia? Nothing. No passion, no spark, no faith, no heat, absolutely nothing. And I think I've really gotten past the point where I can be calling this a bad moment. And it terrifies me. I mean, Jesus, this is like worse than death to me, the idea that this is the person that I'm going to be from now on.
You know what? This happens to people. They fall in love in their 20s, they get married, they do the granite countertop white picket fence thing in their 30s, and somewhere in there they realize this is not for me anymore.And so they fail, and they fall down, they hurt like hell, they straighten up, and march their bruised asses to the shrink's office. They can't just check out.
I am not checking out. I need to change.
You have a support system here, Liz. You have friends and family who love you.
And do you feel my love for you? My support for you? No, there's like nothing. I have no pulse.
Liz explained that nothing, no passion, no spark, no faith, no heat, absolutely nothing.没有激情，没有活力，没有信仰，没有热情，什么都没有。I've really gotten past the point where I can be calling this a bad moment. 而且我觉得这绝对不是一时的感觉。The idea that this is a person I gonna be from now on? 难道我一辈子就做这种人吗？我们看到 Liz doesn't want to be a walking dead,、啊、不想作为一个行尸走肉。但是说到这里的 Delia 似乎还不是完全的明白，他劝说 Liz 的。You know what? This happens to people. 人人都这样。They fall in love in their 20s, get married. 人们都20岁时候谈恋爱，然后年纪轻轻就结婚。Do the granite countertop, white picket fence in their 30s. 然后在30岁的时候就修造家里的厨房啊，立院子里的篱笆啊等等家务琐事。And somewhere they realize, 然后突然有一天他们发现 This is not for me. 这不是我想要的生活。So they fail and they fall down. 于是他们感到很失落，很挫败。They hurt like hell. 他们感觉自己很受伤害。然后怎么办呢？ They straighten and march their asses to the shrink's office. 于是他们就会找心理医生。They can't just check out. 他们不能一走了之。
例子的朋友 Delia 的意思呢，就是说你遇到了问题，你要想办法去解决它，你这样一走了之，这不是逃避问题吗？但是不管怎样，例子还是决定了要按照他的计划开始旅行了。而出发之前呢， Stephen 终于签署了离婚协议。例子走的时候， Delia 前去送行，他告诉例子，其实自己呢很羡慕例子的勇敢和果断。
You know what's funny? It's the first time in my life there's no one waiting at home for meI don't even have a home to come back to.
Oh, God, you'll make friends. You'll make friends with a bathtub cork. It'll be great to get away. Andy and I were talking about getting a little villa in Florence for a month sometime. You know, in 18 years, Jack sold us.
What?
You know why I was giving you such a hard time? I love my job, my guy, and my kid, but I wish I could go.I love you, and I'm proud of you.
Delia says, you know why I was giving you such hard time? I love my job, my guy, and my kid, but I wish I could go. 你知道我为什么那么强烈的阻拦你吗？ 我爱我的工作，我爱我的先生，我也爱我的孩子，但是你知道吗，我真的希望我也可以去。其实很多看过本片的人可能都觉得这个是个难得的机会。 It's really a luxury for someone in his or her 30s to have some time to be alone and figure out what he or she really wants。
栗子这次为期一年的旅行呢，分为三站。他希望在那些地方可以找到内心的平静和生活的平衡。
She decided to go to three places: Italy, India, and Bali.
There is a wonderful old Italian joke about a poor man who goes to church every day and prays before the statue of a great saint, begging, "Dear saint, please, 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 let me win the lottery." Finally.The exasperated statue comes to life and looks down at the begging man and says, "My son, please, 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 buy a ticket." So now I get the joke. And I've got three tickets.
我觉得其实这是一个非常好的寓言故事哈。It tells us that if you want your life to be different,For God's sake, please do something different. 如果我们希望今日的生活不同，我想我们每个人都该想想该做点什么不同的事儿，而不总是在那儿祈求改变。
所以例子最后也说呢，他给了自己三次机会，希望能够有所收获。那例子呢，首先来到了美丽的意大利，租下了一间小屋，开始了他在异国的新生活。
The exotic style of Italian town deeply attracts her.
在这里呢，他认识了一个瑞典女孩 Sophie。豪爽，待客友善，栗子从他们身上呢也感受到了温暖，而且从美食当中也体会到了快乐。
Besides Sophie, Liz meets a lot of interesting Italian people here in Rome, and they bring her happiness. Liz begins to know how to judge herself.
So what's your word, Liz? I'm curious, I can't figure it out. It might be...Sort of his daughter, good at that. And then, wife? Not so good. Girlfriend? Not so good. My word's writer.
Hey, well, that's what you do. That isn't who you are, huh?
Maybe you're a woman in search of a word.
有一次栗子在和朋友们聚会的时候呢，大家要求每个人都用一个词来形容自己，而栗子对自己的这个定义呢，其实都是一些她的身份，比如说女儿啊、妻子啊、女朋友啊，或者是作家。
听完栗子回答，这时有一个朋友说了 But that's what you do, that isn't who you are. 这是你做的事情，但不代表你是谁。 Sophie 出来给栗子解围说Maybe a woman in search of her word. 也许你是这样一个女人，你正在寻找能够定义自己的词。
在意大利的这段时间，丽子对自己以及对生活都有了更深刻的认识。
Liz writes an email to David and tells him about her recently.
Dear David, we haven't had any communication in a while, and it's given me time I needed to think. Remember when you said we should live with each other and be unhappy so we could be happy?Consider it a testimony to how much I love you that I spent so long pouring myself into that offer, trying to make it work. But a friend took me to the most amazing place the other day. It's called the Augusteum. It's one of the quietest and loneliest places in Rome. The city has grown up around it over centuries. It feels like a precious wound, like a heartbreak you won't let go of, because it hurts too good.We all want things to stay the same, David. Settle for living in misery because we're afraid of change, of things crumbling to ruin. Then I looked around in this place at the chaos it's endured, the way it's been adapted, burned, pillaged, and found a way to build itself back up again. And I was reassured. Maybe my life hasn't been so chaotic. It's just the world that is, and the only real trap is getting attached to any of it. Ruin is a gift.Ruin is the road to transformation. even in this eternal city, Augustinum showed me that we must always be prepared for endless waves of transformation. Both of us deserve better than staying together because we're afraid we'll be destroyed if we don't.
在这封写给 David 的信当中呢 Liz 提到朋友们带他去罗马的一处遗址参观游览，而在这里呢他受到了很多的启发。
当看到这个历史遗迹， Liz 有了如下的感想，他说 It feels like a precious wound, like heartbreak. You won't let it go off because it hurts too good. 那我觉得这句话说的太美了，就是说这个历史遗迹就像一处不愿忘怀的伤口，一处令我们心痛的地方，因为它曾经让我们伤得很美。但是栗子觉得即使有这种伤痛的美也不应该迟迟不愿意散场，他对 David 写道 We all want things to stay the same, David. 我们都希望事情能像原来的样子继续发展。 Settle for living in misery, 接受和继续停留在那个悲惨的生活里。 Because we're afraid of change, 因为我们害怕改变。 Of things crumbling to ruins, 害怕事情变得更糟。
但是一个人静静地坐在这处遗迹里，对于改变的例子有了新的认识，因为曾经的辉煌经过历史的变迁都已经不复存在了，但是这正是这个城市重新塑造自我的机会和方式。
Liz says, Ruin is a gift. Ruin is a road to transformation. 毁灭是一件好事情，毁灭带来了变化。 Even in this eternal city, 即使在像罗马这样的永恒之城中， The Augustine shows usThat we must always be prepared for endless waves of transformation. 奥古斯丁大帝也让我们看到了我们必须为无穷无尽的变化做好准备。Both of us deserves better than staying together. 其实我们两个都应该拥有更好的生活，而不是像现在这样绑在一起。Because we are afraid we'll be destroyed if we don't. 因为我们都害怕如果不分开我们就会被伤害得体无完肤。
在意大利的快乐时光很快就要过去了，在离开意大利之前，栗子跟他在这里的朋友们共享了一顿美国式的感恩节晚餐。
Well, this all makes me so grateful. Seeing all you happy people who know how to love each other and take care of each other. I look at the amazing women I've met who I admire so much and the great men.Taking care of their women and putting their children to bed. I just feel happy to see it and to be part of it. I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
Liz 在意大利找到了快乐，而接下来呢，他又按照计划来到了印度。
India is totally different place from Rome.
Liz 来到了 David 曾经跟他讲过的那个瑜伽大师的进修处，准备在这里进修一段时间。
She then meets an Indian girl, Tuzi, while she is doing her cleaning work.
I'm Tuzi.
Liz, where are you from?
The next town. My parents have been devotees of the Guru for many years. He spent a lot of time here. But they're trying to marry me off. That's the custom.
That's not what you want?
No way! It's trash!I want to study psychology, just as a guru did when she attended college. I prefer to be with God than boys my age.
No one in my family understands my coming all the way to India.
Do you ever look at them and wonder, what am I doing in this family?
You have no idea.
Tuzi 呢是一个年轻女孩，她说呢父母已经给她安排好了要让她马上嫁人，而这呢也正是当地的习俗，但是 Tuzi 有自己的理想，她想上大学，想学这个心理学，就像那位瑜伽大师那样。
因为家人丝毫不理解她，于是 Tuzi 对 Liz 抱怨道 Do you ever look at them and wonder what am I doing in this family? 那你是不是有看看你周围的家里然后说哎呀我在这个家庭里干什么呢，相信很多人都有同感，于是例子回答道 You have no idea. You have no idea 是一个很常用的句子，用来形容我们对某事激动或者烦恼的程度，意思就是你根本想不到。其实我也有同感，比如我们可以说 Oh, it was terrible. You have no idea. 你真的不知道那有多恐怖。
除了 Tuzi 之外呢，例子还在印度认识了也同样来自美国的 Richard。
But at the right beginning, they don't get along very well. But later, Liz finds out that Richard is very smart and wise.
Richard 还因为 Liz 的食量特别大而给他起了一个外号叫 Groceries。
Liz is a little upset about coming to India.
Liz 呢不喜欢诵经，还经常呢回忆起过去的生活，所以他发现自己根本没有办法静心修行。
Looks like you were working through some pretty rough stuff this morning. Stuff with your ex-husband? I got an ex-wife. She thinks I changed my name to motherfucker.
I just spent some time in Rome, and I came here feeling so great. Now here I am at the source, and I feel more disconnected than ever.
Why'd you come here?
I just want some peace.
Peace? Oh. You want to get to the castle, groceries. You got to swim the moat.
Richard 一直很关心 Liz， 而且他也看得出来 Liz 似乎心情不太好。
这时候 Liz 向 Richard 解释道： I just spent some time in Rome and I came here feeling so great. 我在罗马住了一段时间，来的时候真的是信心满满的。And now here I am at the source. 现在我来到这里，来到了发源地。And I feel more disconnected than ever. 我却感到从未有过的失落。Liz 为什么感到失落呢？他接着说： I just want some peace.我只是希望得到内心的平静。Richard 反问道： Peace? 你想得到平静？ You wanna get to the castle, groceries. You got to swim the moat. 你要想去城堡，你就先要在护城河中游泳。And this is also a very good metaphor. 我想这也是个很好的比喻。It means sometimes you cannot get to the destination directly. 有时候我们不能直接到达目的地。So you need to be prepared for it.Setbacks or frustrations， 你必须为挫败做好准备。
所以呢 ，Richard 也就是告诉 Liz 说，你现在不用太为这个自己没办法静心修行而烦恼，被这个事儿困扰，因为这是你能够达到你最终的目的，找到内心平静一个必经的阶段。那经过了 Richard 的一再启发之后呢 ，Liz 终于慢慢的习惯了在这里的生活节奏，并且努力的在寻求内心的平静。接下来故事将如何发展呢 ？Liz 到底在印度收获了什么呢？而在他的下一站印尼的巴厘岛又会有什么等待着他呢？明天节目当中，我们再继续的和 Bobby 来分享这一部电影《美食、祈祷和恋爱》，来了解这部电影的大结局。
Liz has been reflecting on her earlier life. She observed that for most of it, she was either with a man or in the process of leaving one. So in the first two stages of her journey, we can see she experiments with singleness. I'm sure we're all eager to know what would happen in Bali. So don't miss tomorrow's program.
I'm Jessie. See you tomorrow.
I'm Bobby. See you.
Play as time goes by.
My mom always said, life was like a box of chocolates.
Mom, here's another day.
Listening, sharing, and learning. Home video. 和我们一起听电影，学英语，分享你的私房拷贝。
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Language is not knowledge. Language is habit.
接下来您将收听到欢乐互动英语秀，英语 PK 台。主持人晶晶和幽默风趣的外籍嘉宾带你学英语，看世界。没有课堂，没有考试，没有压力，没有顾虑，不为考试，不为升职，只为自己更充实。365天，原味英语听不断，地道口语练不完，精彩文化乐不够。英语 PK 台，一起学起来。
还有收音机广播吗？
你 out 了。北京外语广播推出多种收听方式，你可以通过网站www.am774.com， 手机客户端搜索掌上 AM774 收听我们的节目。您还可以通过新浪微电台、蜻蜓 FM、 微信、微博、搜狐新闻客户端等多种渠道收听我们的节目。使用歌华有线机顶盒，用电视也可以收听哦。欢迎拨打65157598了解更多收听方式。
It's full.